I have vibrant health flowing abundantly when I'm giving thanks. I must get wisdom and get understanding as it concerns giving thanks in everything. I must not forget nor turn away from God's words of wisdom and understanding that His will is to bless me through thankfulness. I will not forsake this wisdom because it will preserve me. I will love this wisdom and this wisdom will keep me. Wisdom is the principal thing I need. Therefore, I must get this wisdom and get this understanding about thankfulness. I will exalt this wisdom and this wisdom will promote me. This wisdom will bring me honor when I embrace it. This wisdom will place on my head an ornament of grace and a crown of glory will be delivered to me. I receive this wisdom of God that I am to be thankful in all my circumstances and the years of my life will be many. Thankfulness is my key to a healthy life. I walk wisely and not as unwise by understanding what the will of the Lord is. His will for me is giving thanks always and for everything. God's grace causes thanksgiving to overflow in me to the glory of God. Just as I receive Christ Jesus as Lord, by grace, I continue to live my life in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in my faith, and overflowing with thankfulness. Giving thanks will always turn my bad situations around and do a wonderful work of changing my attitude and my life. I will experience extreme blessings and freedom through a thankful heart. I will never stop giving God thanks, nor turn from His wisdom and become a fool. I give God glory by extending more grace to more people, that it may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Not my will, but God's will be done in my life, which is giving thanks always and for everything. I watch and pray because the Spirit is always willing to give me a thankful heart in every situation. I will deny myself all unthankful thoughts and words because they destroy me and others. And instead, I pick up the cross daily by giving thanks in all my circumstances. Because giving thanks is everything, in everything is God's will for me in Christ Jesus. I desire to lose my life of ungratefulness and save my life through expressing thanks to God and others at all times. Friends don't let friends become unthankful. I will be a good friend who lays down all ungratefulness and lead others to giving thanks too. I know that I make a fool of myself and only have regrets when I communicate unthankful words. When I give thanks, it makes even very difficult situations much more bearable and invites blessings from God. I will sacrifice a thank offering to God by giving thanks even when I don't feel like it. I will choose to call on the name of the Lord to live according to His ways, not mine. Through Jesus, I will continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name. If I don't magnify the Lord in my thoughts and the words I speak, then I will exalt another name, the name of despair, the name of fear, the name of doubt, the name of depression, the name of bitterness, I will exalt His name. Let no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, ever come out of my mouth. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. Giving thanks in everything is the very thing I must do in order to see God's will accomplished in my life. I can be joyful in my trials because God has given me the wisdom I need to give thanks always in everything. I learn to be content when I thank God that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He is showing me the power of thankfulness in all my circumstances to bring me goodness and maturity, so I will lack nothing. Satan was not thankful for his highest position in heaven. I will not be like Satan. The enemy destroys me through complaining. Thanksgiving breaks the power of the enemy. When I give thanks to God, despite the most difficult circumstances, the enemy loses the battle in my life. God wants me walking in the peace that surpasses all understanding, which only He can give. I will get this amazing peace by getting God's wisdom and understanding of being thankful. When I give thanks, I am appreciating God and people. When people are appreciated, they grow, blossom, heal, and experience great peace. When I don't appreciate people by thanking them, they grow fearful, insecure, angry, prideful, rebellious, bitter, and they become sick emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally. Giving thanks and appreciating people is the way to helping people become healthy. I am filled with joy, always thanking my Father who has qualified me to be a partaker in the inheritance. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me from the power of darkness and transferring me to the kingdom of the Son you love. When I give thanks in prayer for the little I have, God will supply more. I will always pray with thanks like Jesus, because God answers prayer and supplies exceedingly abundantly above what I can think or imagine. I fear the Lord by giving thanks for His many promises He has made, for they are yes for me in Christ. The Amen, so be it, is spoken by me when I declare His word to the glory of God. As I seek the Lord, I will lack nothing, no good thing. When I feel I'm lacking peace, I thank God for giving me peace and keeping my heart from being troubled and afraid. When I'm lacking humility, I pray again, thanking God for making my heart humble and gentle that I may receive more grace. When I lack anything, faith, hope, love, peace, joy, wisdom, I just simply pray God's promises with thanks, and He supplies according to His riches in Christ. I am strong in the Lord when I take up my shield of faith in God's word and pray with thanksgiving. This is God's armor for me, to be well protected and have a life in Him of peace and joy. I am loving life and desiring to see many good days, so I keep my tongue from evil and my lips from telling lies, such as, I have no peace, no faith, no love, no power, no hope. I avoid this evil talk every time I give thanks to God for supplying me with all this and more. I devote myself to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving to free me from falling into traps of pride, anger, unforgiveness, etc. I thank Christ Jesus, my Lord, who has chosen me, the worst sinner, to be counted faithful, putting me into the ministry. I will give thanks to God because it's foolish to curse God and complain. I accept all things, not just good things, from God because He's working it all for good. I consider my trials pure joy because they are forcing me to grow up and become complete. I give thanks in prayer, knowing God hears my prayers, and I have what I ask when it's according to His promises. As I speak out my faith, I believe and see the glory of God. As I always pray with joy, I know what is happening to me is actually serving to advance the gospel. I will give thanks to God because my trials are actually doing great work for God. I put my hope in God and praise Him. I have been given a garment of praise to counteract the spirit of heaviness. I get down on my knees to pray and give thanks to God. I rejoice in the Lord as righteous in Christ and give thanks to His holy name. The angels give thanks. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders of the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. I will continually enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise as I speak to others and as I pray. I will always give thanks to Him and bless His name.